Rays and Red Sox. It was Jackie Robinson Day, but also the four-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. We'll take it to the bottom of the second with Mitch Moreland at the plate.
Ball to no strikes to Mitch Moreland, and launches this one into the next city. Way down the right field line and gone. First pitch. Mitch Moreland says, welcome to Erasmo, into the game. 1-0 Red Sox. To Beckham, number 9 hitter. And the pitch is a called strike 3. And Beckham turns and heads back to the dugout. The 2-2 to Souza Jr. is a called strike 3. And he went a fastball that seemed to tail away a bit from Souza Jr. And he's got a word or two for home plate umpire John Tempain. Two down. On 2-2, swing and a miss. And Sale just struck out the side. Threw him a changeup. And 8 strikeouts for Chris Sale, his most dominating inning so far. Through 4 1/2, it is the Rays and the Red Sox tied at 1.
Now the 1-2 pitch. Here's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. That's 11 strikeouts for Chris Sale. 2 gone. The 2-2 pitch. And there's strike 3 call. That's a dozen strikeouts for Chris Sale. And the question is it 111 pitches, but he's on cruise control? Will he be able to come out for an 8th?
Rays also want to build up the confidence of Daniel. It's a tough situation.
The pitch. Here's a swing and a ground ball towards second. Robertson has it, and his only play is going to be to first. He takes care of Leon, but coming in to score is Mitch Moreland, and the Red Sox take a 2-1 lead. As the pinch hitter Dickerson reaches, and now here comes Evan Longoria, and if you're the Rays, again, you're getting the right guys up. Can they come through? Barnes ready again after a pause. Holds at the shoulders. Checks the runner at second. Now pitches. Here's a swing and a grounder. Third could be 2. Sandoval goes to second. Out. Pedroia's turned to first. It's in time. They turn the double play. It goes 5-4-3. And that'll do it for the Rays here in the 8th. They threaten but do not score. We go to the bottom half of the 8th inning at Fenway. It is Boston 2 and the Rays 1.
Red Sox win this one 2-1. Chris Sale improves to 1-1 on the year. Jake Odorizzi would leave the game in the second because of a hamstring injury. Mookie Betts has not struck out in his last 114 regular season plate appearances, the longest active streak in the majors. Jake Odorizzi would leave the game in the second due to a left hamstring injury. Manager Kevin Cash has the update on the pitcher.
See, with those situations, we're going to have to put him on the disabled list for a hamstring strain. And then we'll recall Chase Whitley from Durham. So excited to have him come in, but it is what it is.
To hold the Red Sox today to just 2 runs overall, just the job your bullpen did, what did you like that you saw from the group?
I love the efficiency. I mean, the guys knew. I mean, as soon as you lose your pitcher in the basically right in the second inning before it even starts, everybody kind of takes notice, like, hey, we got to get efficient here. We got to lengthen ourselves out. And they were asked to do some things that we customarily wouldn't ask them. But very impressed with their performances and just like the way the team competed. I mean, that generally when you lose a guy like that, those games can spiral out of control. We had every opportunity to win that game. Sale was very, very difficult, but liked a lot of the at-bats.
Jake Odorizzi left the game with left hamstring tightness. In what ways maybe did that carry over from when he got hit against the Blue Jays during his last outing?
Well, I'm not sure how much it carried. I would imagine it had an effect. I mean, I don't think he really was feeling it on anything he was doing in between the starts, but we always talk about you can't replicate or simulate game speed, and that's probably what it was. He got out there on his front side a little bit and felt it tug.
And any updates? What's going on with Jake?
Jake
Odorizzi.
Yeah, he'll be on the DL, and he's fine. We anticipate that, this will be a short stay.
Whitley will come up, but he'll be available for the
game. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You had obviously several opportunities there. You cashed in the one, maybe could have got a little more of that inning, but happy with the at-bats, just couldn't break through for any further, and the eighth you had a little chance.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going into the game against a very, very dominant pitcher. And he looked every bit the part today. So I was happy. We were all pleased with the guys and how they went out and competed against him. Look, we drove his pitch count up. It wasn't easy. And they extended him. I think he ended up 110 or something pitches, something like that. But he's tough. Tip your cap, and we'll plan to get him next time we face him.
Robbie made a great play earlier in the game. And then on the where the run scored – Broken bat by Leon.
That was frustrating simply because you feel like you get the right guy in there, you make the right move, you make the right pitch, everything goes your way, but we didn't quite get the ball hit hard enough to turn a double play. So no fault to anybody. X was outstanding, and Robbie got the only out that he could get.
Alex Cobb takes the mound on Sunday in the third game of this four-game series.